USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, remains in a New York City courtroom pleading for leniency at this hour. Cohen is being sentenced in connection with Robert Mueller's election probe, as well as a related case from Manhattan prosecutors. The Cohen lawyer is telling the judge that his client, quote, came forward to offer evidence against the most powerful person in the nation, and added that Cohen couldn't, quote, anticipate the full measure of attack that would be made against him. Cohen is pleading guilty to tax and campaign finance violations involving so-called hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and another woman, both claiming they had affairs with President Trump a decade ago. Meanwhile, President Trump tells an exclusive interview with Reuters that he is not worried about possibly being impeached. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, is to find out today whether he'll be going to prison. Cohen will be sentenced after pleading guilty to tax and financial violations after telling federal prosecutors that President Trump directed him to break campaign finance laws in 2016. On another front, the president says it is time to revise sentencing and prison laws in America. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Bowing to pressure from members of his own party, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will schedule a floor vote on a bill to overhaul the nation's federal sentencing laws. Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We finally realized that being smart on crime is more important than just being tough on crime. And by that, I mean that people who go to prison get out of prison. And the question is, are they going to be better prepared than when they went in, when they come out?
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rob Portman and Democrat Sherrod Brown have sent a letter together to General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra asking for more details on plans to cut back on car production in North America. Senators Portman and Brown are pressing GM into reversing the decision and to commit to building all future electric vehicles for the U.S. in the U.S. A major address about to be delivered by Chicago's mayor. It's an attempt to address the city's pension crisis. Rahm Emanuel wants to legalize recreational marijuana and open a casino in the city. He's expected to announce both proposals in that address in just a couple of hours. Chicago's public worker pension funding is over $27 billion in unfunded liability. And the nominations for the 25th Annual SAG Awards are out. A Star is Born, leading the film nominees with four for the award show's silver anniversary. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Ozark, leading with four nominations apiece on the TV side. And three actresses earned two nominations for their solo performances, including Amy Adams, Emma Stone, and Emily Blunt. Actress Kristen Bell hosted them last year, but there's no word on who's hosting this year when the SAG Awards are held on January 27th in Los Angeles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 40 degrees. We're expecting this afternoon to be mostly sunny. And tonight, a slight chance of light snow after 4 a.m. And a low around 27. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. And then a chance of rain and snow showers on and off throughout the day, with it being mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Friday, a chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Rain Friday evening with a low of 41. Rain is likely on Saturday with a high near 50, and it will be partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 45.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I have got my master's in counseling, and I am also nationally certified as a counselor. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week in hopes to do several things, partially to educate the public in terms of good mental health and mental health issues, and also to help remove the stigma so that people feel more comfortable seeking out some counseling services. I think all of us at times, I know myself, I've had lots of counseling in my life, and I do believe that counseling has helped me, and I do encourage people who are struggling with issues from anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress issues, so many bipolar issues, addiction issues, to seek out counseling. That counseling is really important. As a matter of fact, I think in our country, we kind of keep it at the bottom of the list, where maybe because it's what I do is for a profession, it's my career. I believe that good mental health should be at the top of the list in terms of getting support from insurance companies and removing the stigma and so many things. So anyway, my topic today is about drunk and drugged driving. December is National Drunk and Drugged Driving Awareness Month. So to follow suit with that, what I would like to do is create a greater sense of awareness. It is a huge issue in our country, drunk driving and drugged driving. The fatalities, just to read a few statistics to you, 67% of all crashes where people were killed, at least one driver, one person in the car had a blood alcohol level of 0.15 or higher. there were 7,052 crashes where people were killed in the United States. And that is alcohol. Every day, 29 people in the United States die in a motor accident crash that alcohol is one of the main reasons. So the impaired driver, that means one death every 50 minutes. That's incredible. That's a huge amount of people drinking and driving. And then we have the issue around driving drug impaired. So that's another huge issue. Alcohol, we have breathalyzers. Even people who get DUIs, which is driving under the influence, sometimes they have little gadgets that get attached to their car. They have to breathe into them before the car will even start. And so there is that issue. In 2015, again, just looking at some statistics, because I think statistics bring a sense of realness to this issue. In 2015, nationwide, 57% of fatalities or injured drivers tested positive for drugs. So it is a real issue, and it's not like we don't talk about it. It's not like we don't see signs for it. There are signs of on highways and billboards, and we have public service announcements that friends don't let friends drive drunk. And yet, look at these statistics. It's really tragic. So, especially during the holidays, we have a much greater rate, and not just Christmas and New Year, which is the greatest rate, but any holiday where, I don't know, drinking and drugging is how we celebrate, party around holidays. I know that for years, I lived in California, and for years on interstates, they would have stations set up where you could pull in, get coffee and a donut, get checked out, and get on your way. These are not places, these are volunteer things that police departments or EMT services would set up. And I've even seen those things here in New Jersey. And those things are really important because it really is about saving lives. Now, one of the most important things, just some basic tips, is of course that designated non-drinking driver. When you're going to a party, if you know there's alcohol, that is important. I personally have a little bit of an issue with that. I'm not going to say don't do it. I think it's really important. But I think what it does is it puts the responsibility on one person who says, well, I guess I'm not going to drink and have again, I'm going to say, quote, fun, where all my friends and buddies or family members are having a good time. I have to sit and watch them get drunk. Then I have to clean the mess up in my car because inevitably somebody may throw up in my car. My really strong suggestion is for everyone to drink responsibly. I am, also a drug and alcohol counselor. I am against marijuana use that is used recreationally because it also affects driving. I actually had a client designated driver, and the other people in the car were intoxicated, and one of them grabbed the wheel, flipped the car over. Everyone in the car died except for her. So there is really no guarantee, I'm going to say, of safety when you have a designated driver. It just, goes up. So the chances are higher of safety, but not guaranteed. So I think that it's really important to recognize that you need to know the law. If you're drinking alcohol at a party or other celebration, allow at least 1 hour in between drinks. And this is because it's how long it takes your body to metabolize, your liver to metabolize the alcohol. So one drink equals 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or a shot of hard liquor. So in other words, one beer an hour. Okay. Also, depending upon your body size, women metabolize alcohol slower because our livers are smaller. So I think that that's something that's important to know. Women can get intoxicated a lot faster than men. If you know that you are going to drive, okay, so I'm going to be at a party 5 hours. I have 3 drinks. I stop drinking maybe an hour and a half before I get in the car to drive. Alternate alcoholic beverages with non-alcoholic beverages. So I'm going to have a glass of wine, then I'm going to have some water. I'm going to have a glass of wine, and then I'm going to have a soda. And then an hour goes by, and I get in the car. This is about being safe. Don't mix alcohol with other drugs, okay, including over-the-counter prescriptions, marijuana. This increases the impact of not only the alcohol, but the drugs. And I know that there are cases where people will use things like cocaine and then drink the alcohol to balance out the effects of the cocaine. It doesn't mean that you are now sober. It just means that you are overly intoxicated. Coffee does not sober you up. It just makes you more awake. So now you're an awake drunk. I will also use it that way. So I think that that is something to recognize. A lot of times people will drink and then say, oh, well, before I go, let me have a cup of coffee. That really doesn't change the effects of the alcohol or the drinking. So one of the things that I think it's important to recognize about alcohol is alcohol is a depressant. Now, that doesn't mean that it makes you sad. A lot of times that's what people think when we use the word depressant. It's a depressant because it shuts systems off in your brain. When I talk to clients about alcohol and I say it's a depressant, I say, well, you know, you've got a electric panel in your house or your apartment and, you know, you've got the power switch. So it's like that. It turns switches off in the brain. So, you know, I'm at a party. I tend to be really shy. I'm not good with jokes. I don't want to get on the dance floor. There's music. I'm not really good at conversation. So I'm better when I have a drink. So what that drink is doing is it's not lubricating your mouth, to speak. It is turning off your inhibition in your brain, and you feel less self-conscious to get out there on the dance floor or to tell a joke or to participate. Another drink, next thing you know, it affects your spatial judgment. So distance and motor activity begin to slow down. It's turning off that switch. Another drink, now your speech is slurred, your vision might be a little off, you might begin to bump into things as you walk around. We can actually drink so much that we turn switches off, turn them off, or we turn off our breathing and our heart, and we actually can kill ourselves from an alcohol overdose. So it's really important to know this is what happens when you're drinking. It is not a good thing. Really think about getting in the car with other people who are impaired. Like I said, it's not an impossible thing for you may be the designated driver, but you really need to think about it. what's going to happen, how other people respond. What do you want going on in your car while you're driving? The distraction of the noise and the carrying on and all of that. It seems like fun. It appears to be fun and it appears to be funny. An accident and a death is not funny. If you are hosting a party, think about how much alcohol you are serving. Collect keys. In other words, have a guest basket. Put your keys in here and need to be responsible. If I'm the host and I think you've had too much, I may say, why don't you spend the night? Don't drive home. I'd rather you spend the night here and be safe. That's okay. Plan that in your party plan. I know when I plan parties, I have an extra bedroom. I've got places for people to sleep. I have offered it. Make sure that when you have a party that you serve food and other beverages so that people have other choices than alcohol. Make sure that if you have an alcoholic punch, that you actually use fruit juice instead of a carbonated drink, because the carbonation will actually get the alcohol into your bloodstream quicker. So you want to be careful of that. And you might even want to say, this is my house. This is my party. The party's going to end in another hour or so. I'm going to guess people are going to start leaving around 10:30 or 11. I start putting the alcohol away around 9:30 or 10. That I stop serving it. Just like going to a bar. You know, a bartender could say, you know what, I'm not going to serve you another drink. You need to make sure that if you take medication that causes drowsiness, that you do also have a designated driver. So there are medications, some of them over-the-counter, that can actually cause drowsiness, things like Benadryl. Read the label. If the label says, do not drive or handle large machinery while using this drug, chances are you probably shouldn't drive. Even though you may say, I actually feel fine. We actually have an effect on our motor activity so that I may not be able to step on the brake fast enough when I'm leaving a party late at night and that deer comes running out in front of me. I'm just not fast enough because I am impaired. So it's really important. If you recognize for yourself that you have an issue with alcohol or drugs, seek treatment. It's really important to go to a medical detox. You can die from detoxing yourself. One of the things that I like to stress when I talk about detox, the word toxic. Detoxification, that's poison. So actually what we are doing when we're using drugs and alcohol is we're putting poison in our system and then we go to detox ourselves from the poison that is affecting our ability to think clearly and our ability to speak clearly and our ability to move timely. That's the word I want to use. And so if you notice that you're having a problem, you really want to consider seeking out treatment. There are so many treatment plans, programs out there. Your local hospitals often offer detox. You can go to a treatment program. You can go to an outpatient treatment program. Of course, there's things like AA, which Alcoholics Anonymous, or NA, Narcotics Anonymous. I tend to encourage Alcoholics Anonymous. They have what we would call a longer frame of sobriety. In other words, you get a group of people in AA, you add all the years up of sobriety, you have 370 years of sobriety, you go to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and you find you've got 15 hours of sobriety. So that's part of why I suggest going to AA. A lot of times what happens, too, people who are struggling with addiction, they will say, well, I'm going to have my last hurrah this holiday. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't make this be your last hurrah behind a wheel. Take care of yourself and decide to seek out treatment. So, I'm actually going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about the dangers of drunk driving and to encourage people to spread the word that December is National Drunk and Drug Driving Prevention Month. So I really want you to spread that word and encourage people to be safe. So I'll be back. I've got to allow the sponsors their time. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I'll be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I've been a counselor for 34 years now. And the majority of the work that I do is with people in recovery. My master's, though it is in counseling, specialized in drug and alcohol counseling and recovery. And the first half of my career actually worked in the drug and alcohol field, specifically working with women in long-term treatment. Halfway house. So this is a topic that's very near and dear, I will say, to my heart. As December is National Drunk and Drugged Driving Prevention Month. So as the holidays are getting closer, the parties are starting, the parties after work are starting. You know, it's a time to celebrate New Year's. We celebrate with champagne. It's what we do. You know, we celebrate holidays and anything. We celebrate it with alcohol. It's not necessary, but it's what we do. We celebrate turning 21 with alcohol. It's a big rite of passage. So it makes alcohol this huge, special event. But for some, it's obviously not all, but for some, alcohol becomes an addiction. For some, smoking marijuana actually becomes an addiction. Believe it or not, 19% of people who enter treatment enter because they're addicted to marijuana. The marijuana of the 60s is not the marijuana of the 18s. It's much stronger. By making marijuana legal, which is something that New Jersey is looking to do, I think we're going to see a rise in crime, and we're going to see a rise in driving accidents. And I know that there are people who disagree with me. But having a drinking at age 21 has not stopped teenagers from drinking. Smoking age, okay, hasn't stopped youngsters from smoking. And I think making marijuana legal is not going to stop youngsters also from smoking marijuana. They already do. They already do. And the frightening thing is that one of the things that marijuana does is it can cause schizophrenia, because the younger you start, the greater chance of that happening. It actually lowers IQ. So there's been studies to show that, that teenagers that start smoking in high school, their IQ actually drops because they're smoking marijuana. Not to mention the lung infections and the lung diseases that are caused by smoking marijuana. And the reality is the government doesn't talk to people such as myself, drug and alcohol counselors, who will tell them that smoking marijuana, making it recreationally acceptable, is not okay. Now, does that mean that there aren't some medicinal benefits to marijuana? Absolutely. There are medicinal benefits to the coca leaves, and there's medicinal benefits to the poppy seeds and the opiates. So I'm not saying that there aren't medical benefits. The other thing, too, is making it medically accessible through prescription has not stopped in any of these drugs, has not stopped the illegal use of them, the illegal sale of them, the pills. I mean, fentanyl is a legal drug. You know, go get an operation. But it's also sold illegally on the street, and we have people dying every day from fentanyl overdoses. It's a tragedy, absolute tragedy. And my heart breaks for anyone who has lost a friend or a family member to the use of drugs. It's just so painful. And I'm really sorry that this happens. And it is an epidemic. And I think the word epidemic is very poignant, because we think an epidemic, you know, disease, the Black Plague was an epidemic. You know, it's an epidemic. It's a disease that kills. And addiction really is a disease. We still can't wrap our minds around it. There are still people that fight that idea. Nobody starts using alcohol. Nobody starts using marijuana. Nobody starts using heroin or cocaine or ecstasy or anything else with the idea, I can't wait to become an addict. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. Nobody does that. Some people can use a little bit and not become an addict. what I say, is it worth the risk, the gamble? So why is it an addiction? Why is addiction a disease? Well, it follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. A disease is chronic. That means once you have it, you will always have it. It is progressive. That means it gets worse over time. It can be treated. And if untreated, it's fatal. That's what we're talking about here. Preventing drunk and drugged driving, because that's the fatality. So if I have diabetes, I can treat it. I can keep it under control. I can live a long, healthy life as long as I follow the protocol of correcting the treatment of diabetes. If I don't, what happens? It gets worse over time. Even treating it, it can still get worse over time. So I might start on a monthly prescription, and then it goes to weekly, and next thing you know, I'm taking insulin 3 times a day. So it is something that can still progress even though we're treating it, but the progression gets much slower. But it's the same thing with addiction. So it gets worse over time. That's why things like marijuana and alcohol are called gateway drugs, because not everyone, but for those people that progress, a lot of times it gets worse over time. They go from drinking beer to vodka. They go from smoking pot to using cocaine. It moves up. It gets progressively worse. Treatment is available. Going to AA, going to, and I'm going to say there's other recovery types of programs. AA is not necessarily for everyone. So there are other support groups that can help. AA is probably the best one out there. 1 out of every 10 people who go to AA make it. That's pretty low. When you combine AA with counseling, statistically it goes up to 67%, which is pretty impressive. So for those people that are struggling with alcohol and are in recovery, especially early recovery, and early recovery is not just the first couple of months. Early recovery can be the first 2 years, 3 years. To include counseling with that, you have a much better chance of securing your sobriety. Really important thing. So think about that. If you are in recovery, seek out counseling also. Don't use the holiday as your last hurrah. Don't risk your life by getting behind the wheel. Don't risk other people's lives, because it may be that you survive the crash. And I've had clients, okay? They're now in recovery. They killed someone on the road. They didn't die. They killed someone else. Now they have to live with that. Don't live with that. Don't drive drunk. Don't drive high. You know, I will say this. Even smoking cigarettes, even vaping, okay, in your car, these things are distractions. So I go to light up a cigarette. It falls. I got to go down, reaching for it. My eyes off the road. Falls in my lap. Oh, my God, I'm burning. Okay. That's why they say don't eat and drive. Don't drive and text. Now, we have, believe it or not, the World Health Organization has now designated gadget use as an addiction. Texting. You'd be addicted to texting, addicted to Facebook. when we have a passenger in the car and we're talking, when we're on the phone and we're talking. We think that we can do two things at once, but it actually slows down our ability to react and respond in case of a crisis, in case somebody runs a light. I'm changing the channel on my radio. I mean, see, now we have the things on our, like my car, I could change the radio station and whatnot, and the volume all on my steering wheel, hoping to help me stay focused. But that doesn't mean I don't look down to see what station I'm playing. Taking our eyes off the road at any time can, you don't know what the car in front of you, or New Jersey, here in New Jersey, oh my gosh, we're like deer heaven. They just come bounding out at any time and just don't know when we're watching, if we're not watching. So it's, you know, yes, drinking and driving, but there's so many ways we distract ourselves on the road. I will say I'm not perfect. I know that I get on the phone sometimes, or I answer the phone. I get a client that might call me and I may be in my car. Or I need to call my mom. I'm in my car. So I'm not perfect at it. And I don't expect anybody to be perfect at it. I just want people to gain awareness and make healthy choices. And I think that's the key, making a healthy choice for yourself so that you don't get behind the wheel drinking. You don't get behind the wheel intoxicated. As a matter of fact, getting behind the wheel when you're sleepy, you might not have had anything to drink, but you're tired. You're exhausted. Maybe you've been up for a long time and you're just tired. Falling asleep at the wheel, being groggy, slows down your response time to stepping on the brake. As a matter of fact, they've shown studies where people who are intoxicated, who are, you know, weaving on the road, people who are sleep deprived, same thing, weaving on the road. If you're tired, pull over, give yourself a nap. Find a place to pull over and close your eyes. Don't risk your life. Take care of yourself. We've got this fantastic holiday in front of us. Now, I know that Hanukkah is over. Hanukkah came really early this year. And for those who are watching who celebrated Hanukkah, I wish you happy Hanukkah. But this whole holiday season, even if you don't celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa or the winter solstice, actually it's going to be the 20th, so that's just a number of days away. So maybe that's what you celebrate. You don't need to celebrate with alcohol. You don't need to celebrate with drugs. You don't need to create a point in time where you're so sleep deprived. Stay where you are and take a nap. It's okay. I would rather someone say to me, you know, I really didn't have anything to drink. This is a great party. I'm so tired. Would you mind if I just take a little nap? Go right ahead. Please do that. Self-care is so needed. And I say this to clients all the time. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is about living a balanced life. You know, I talked a little bit last week about limits and boundaries. I had hoped at one point to do a whole show on limits and boundaries. But we've been having technical difficulties, which is why I'm streaming this over my phone rather than over the 100 in chamber radio live stream, because their equipment is not yet working. I believe the radio is working. But talking about limits and boundaries, what is my limit? You know, I am not an alcoholic. I do drink on occasion. two glasses of wine, it's my limit. Like, I don't like the feeling of being intoxicated. So I know my limit. If I have three glasses, I feel a little woozy. And that's just over a period of a couple of 3 hours, 4 hours. I don't like it. That's me. Some people really like that feeling. I don't like that feeling. So know what your limits are. Don't overeat so that, again, overeating could feel really tired. I'm stuffed. I've had a couple of drinks. I'm going to get behind the wheel, even though it's been an hour and a half since I had any alcohol. But I'm still tired. So be careful with that. So I may fall asleep behind the wheel. I may have an accident. I may not get a DUI. But I'm not taking care of myself. And that's really important. So I really want you to think about, for yourself, for your family, for your friends, if you have kids at home that are teenagers, if you're in college, college kids love to party. Party in moderation. Be careful. Don't think it can't happen to you. That is a huge issue. Well, those things happen to other people. No, they don't. They can happen to us. They can happen to you. It can happen to me. So it's really important to be aware, make wise choices, healthy choices, plan ahead. Know what you're going to do at a party so that you say, I'm going to be at that party for 4 hours. I'll have two drinks. I'll give myself 2 hours before I get in the car. I should be fine. Plan ahead. If you're the designated driver, really think about it. Okay? If you're the designated driver, again, like I said, that does not guarantee safety. It doesn't guarantee safety. I would rather say to my friends, I'm the designated driver, but I still would prefer if you stop drinking an hour or so before we get in the car. I still want you to sober up a little bit. It's my car. I'm driving. I want us all to be safe. That's important. So think about it. This is December. The holidays are right around the corner. It is National Drug and Drugged Driving Awareness Month. Tell your friends. Share it with your family. Let's prevent accidents. The statistics are alarming. And they are preventable. That's the key. They are preventable. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I know I'm ending a little bit early. I've got more commercials to play for the 100 in Chamber Radio. And I do want to do that because our sponsors have paid for their time on the air. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can. Well, you may not be able to find me on the web. I'm working on a new website. My old website, I think, is still up, which is alterolcounselor.com. And that's going to be where my new website is going to be. That's www.alterolcounselor.com. And if you have any questions or concerns or have any comments that you would like to make, you can find me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat or Ruth Altamura Roll That would be where you would find me. But Counselor's Chat is this program. And so you can go on Counselor's Chat and make a comment about the show, or if you have any suggestions about future shows, please, by all means, you can scroll down and see other shows that I've done, and there might be a topic that interests you. You can also go on the www.hundredinchamberradio.com website. That's hundredinchamberradio.com website. Look up Counselor's Chat. My name, Counselor's Chat, and you can go into the archives and you can listen to shows that I've done in the past. If you're interested in setting up an appointment, you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list to the best of my ability. I do work with people who are struggling with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorders, obsessive-compulsive, a lot of people struggling with addiction in their relationships for themselves, grow up in addicted homes, so adult children of alcoholics, codependency and enabling, grief and loss, anger management, just to name a few things that I do. There's no need to suffer. You can make a phone call and get support and get help. Again, that's 908-237-2899. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope and wish that you all have good mental health. Take care.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University and Fox News contributor, believes Cohen may have gotten away with another one.
Yeah, I wrote a column saying this was Michael Cohen's last hustle. I mean, he really has hustled everyone. Even after he turned on the president, it came out later that he had basically sold access to companies like AT&T. He then created a site to get donors to give him hundreds of thousands of dollars so that he could testify against the president.
The manhunt continues for a 29-year-old Islamic extremist thought to be responsible for the deadly Christmas market shootings in France yesterday. Several reports say the man yelled Allahu Akbar while he was shooting. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.